This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you have a kid who's into online games, it can be really hard to stay across what they're up to. Just when you've got your head around the latest cool thing, they're onto something else. Well, the latest thing is this Roblox. It's an immersive 3D world in which players interact with other players online. There's currently 30 million players signed up to this thing. But there are some concerns about the game's safety for kids. Adolescent psychologist Colette Smart is with us. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina.
Well, I figure if there are 30 million people into it, there must be something good about this game. So what's the upside to Roblox?
So it's been around for a while and it's just built in popularity. It's really your normal online multiplayer game. So it's really similar in appearance to Minecraft. So that's why it kind of flies under the radar with parents. Mm-hmm. But you can be very creative. It's really fun. There's some games that are G and PG rated on the game. So you begin by choosing your own avatar or your character. You give it an identity and then you explore Roblox, which really means you get your first piece of undeveloped area. So you get a toolbox and you design anything and build anything you like. And then you can go and build a world that other people can visit, or you can go and explore other worlds. You can choose games. So there's anything from obstacle courses and mazes and role play games. And then, really throughout the game, you interact with other people online, you chat with them, and you can collaborate on creative projects. So really, that is why it is so popular.
Okay. And what concerns do you have about this game in particular?
So there's many fantastic games, and as a mum, my youngest is 10, and this is one that I choose every time my son comes home and says, "Mum, please, so many people are playing Roblox, can I have it?" And I always say, "No, I'm sorry, not this one." Because, so it's designed for 8 to 18-year-olds, but really it's open for all ages of anybody to play. So kids want to play and chat with their friends, but you can't block random people very easily. There's no single player or private game option like in Minecraft. So there's some games that are quite scary or too violent for younger players, and they contain murder themes or horror themes. But really my biggest concern and experts' concern is, like all multiplayer games with content that's built by players themselves, there's always the risk of strange danger and adult content. And we're actually seeing pornographic graphics on this game. So Roblox has clear rules about no swearing and no pornography, but when you have 30 million players playing the game, it actually relies on this being reported, and so a lot of it goes undetected. So, you know, commonsensemedia.org is a good place to go, but they've reviewed this game extensively, and parents on their site have even put their own reviews, and parents are saying many children have been exposed to adult content in the game. They've been approached by strangers, and they've been sent creepy messages and actually been suggested to join in virtual kind of cyber sex. So really, essentially, these kids can meet and chat with anyone in this game.
Wow, sounds like something to be really wary of. Are there options to just set up parental controls on it, or any way to make it safer?
So Roblox has actually updated, since some of the concerns, they've updated some of their terms of service. And, their terms of service actually says that children younger than 13 need to have parental consent to play the game and supervision. But there isn't really a parental consent required for children to sign up. So kids are really signing up to these games with no security settings, and their parents aren't aware that they're on it. Mm. But you can set account restrictions in all the accounts, including the 13-plus account. But it's important to remember, in some of the 13 and under accounts, Roblox does try to limit chat content and adult content. But really, it's up to the parents to jump on and be really aware of which level their child's playing. So what we're looking for is the under 13 whitelist chat setting, which is the ultimate online safety. So kids under 13 have automatic filters and restrictions set in. So the options limit a lot of what members can say, or they have pre-approved specific words. Games that have registered mature adult content are largely blocked, but some of this can't be blocked if players build it into their clothing and so on. So yeah. Be aware of that. But really, your child needs to be very aware, but then the parents have to be onto it.
It sounds too hard.
Let's be honest.
It's in the too hard basket. You can't be policing every minute that they're online. So sometimes you do just need to have a blanket rule. You just say, no, I'm sorry, because there's too many risks involved with this game and I can't be watching you every minute of every day. You know?
And that's the thing. You know, I think as a parent, as a mum, you know, I'm listing all these rules and restrictions because I know some parents might still choose to let their child play, but it is difficult because children are curious and they're not trying to be evil or devious, but they want to chat with their friends. So then they go and within the app, they will go and create a 13-plus game that mum doesn't even realise. She thinks they're playing an under-13 game, but they're setting up their own accounts so they can chat with their friends, but then they're exposed. So that's really why I just feel like there's too many loopholes in this game for me.
Yeah, exactly. And with adolescent psychologist Colette Smart, we've been talking about keeping kids on safe online, particularly we're talking about this game Roblox. But Colette, do you have some general guidelines as well that can help keep kids safe online?
So this is kind of my take-home message whenever I run parenting seminars. I have the three C's, which I call keep current, keep checking, and keep communicating. And so under the keep current, follow experts like Common Sense Media, the Cyber Safety Lady. A lot of them, those two particular, are on top of anything that's the newest, latest thing that kids are playing. So it helps you stay on top of it. Talk to other parents. And then keep checking, know your children's passwords, keep their technology in public areas at home, set time limits for screen time, and set content limits, even for games like Roblox and other games. And then keep communicating, which is really watch and talk with your children about the games they play. Play games with your kids. Because talking about the content is actually the key. In all research, we know that that's what matters. That communicates your values to your children. And then give children reassurance that if they come to you when they've seen something or someone's approached them, you won't take away their technology. That's kids' biggest fear, and that silences them because they are afraid they're going to lose their device. And really, it's just about talk, talk, talk. It's not a one-off conversation because today it's Roblox and tomorrow it's going to be something else. Mm. And so it's really about the relationship, keeping it open with your child and just being aware of what's out there as much as you possibly can.
Okay, so keep current, keep checking and keep communicating. Thank you, Colette.
Thanks for having me.
That's adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. We've been talking about keeping kids safe online and particularly while playing Roblox.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.